السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's a brand new week and it's always a little challenging starting a new work week. A large majority of the people stay up a little too late on Sunday night. They neglect to do any work over the weekend and then drift into the office tired and irritable. The average person will turn up at about 9:30 a.m. or later. And we have all been there, the clammy dread you feel as the weekend winds down and now you're left with a severe case of the quote-unquote Monday blues. And if I were to define it, that zapped, lethargic sensation at the start of a new work week. So if you find yourself feeling sluggish, tense, or overwhelmed on Monday morning, the following tips can hopefully help you start off your week in a healthier way, inshallah ta'ala. So tip number one, change your perspective. Your worldview is your world. So why not change your Monday blues mindset into a Monday refresh mindset? Each Monday is a fresh start, a clean slate, and an opportunity to begin again. It's a beautiful gift and blessing from the Almighty. Let's embrace it. And research shows that if we adopt a good habit or omit a bad habit on a Monday, we are much more likely to be successful in terms of holding on to the good habit or staying away from the bad habit. Along with that, shukr. Start the week out with an attitude of gratitude. Take time to recognize and appreciate the things that you've been blessed with, that you enjoy around you, about your work. There are so many things that we take for granted. And by practicing gratitude, you are attracting abundance. And this is not the saying of some life coach or some motivational speaker. It's what your maker tells you in the Noble Quran. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, Allah says in the Noble Quran, the gist of the ayah is that you will be given manifold. It'll be multiplied for you, subhanAllah. So by holding on to shukr, by practicing gratitude, by rendering gratitude unto our maker for all the blessings, and at the end of the day, you can't... وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to try and enumerate the blessings, count the favors of the Almighty, you know, you would not be able to. We would fail miserably in terms of enumerating and counting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So practice gratitude and attract abundance. Last point in terms of the first tip, have the intention to go about the day positively. Hold on to optimism and you will experience a better day altogether, inshallah ta'ala. Tip number two, prepare on Friday. See, Monday is often a busy day. We always pile up too much work from the previous week to be started on Monday, which makes a Monday even more stressful and packed with too much of work to do. So why not prepare for the coming Monday by finishing up some work on Friday? You see, by taking care of the work, you can start the next week with lesser stress. You might not want to, you know, come into your office and have a desk full of unpleasant tasks waiting to be finished on a Monday morning and you are running from one thing to the other. You know, it's all crammed up. So on the Friday before, make sure any work you started has been finished, meaning there will be no unfinished business to deal with when you start back on Monday. And I guess you'll also want to make sure that your calendar is up to date and synced so that you have a good view of your upcoming work week, especially Monday. If your calendar is in sync, you'll know what needs to be done and you know your to-do list and what you need to tick off on Monday and that entire week. You'll have a clear bird's eye view of it. Tip number three, get enough sleep and wake up early. Go to bed a little early on Sunday night and be sure to get enough sleep so that you wake up feeling well rested. If you're only running on a couple of hours of sleep, it's unlikely that you're going to feel good about going anywhere when the alarm goes off on Monday. So although this might seem counterintuitive, waking up an extra 15 to 30 minutes early on Monday morning can actually make the whole process so much more easier. The idea is to have a little more me time instead of feeling like you are trapped in this time crunch. And if you do so, it can make the transition from task to task a little easier. So as believers, we wake up for Salatul Fajr. So why not strive? Why not try and discipline yourself and train yourself to wake up for tahajjud on Monday mornings. I mean, it's a voluntary act, of course, it's not obligatory, but as believers, we must strive to embody and emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. See, if you are waking up or starting your day at like 11 in the morning or 10 in the morning, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, the 5 a.m. club, the 4 a.m. club, they've already beaten you in terms of slaying their goals because they've got such a good chunk of time where you've been busy sleeping and rolling over in your bed. So wake up early. And as you know, the saying, the early bird gets the worm. Moving on, tip number 4. Dress for success. This is an important one. Dress up, hold on to optimism, so in other words, perk up and show up, ready to be positive and help others to be positive. Be that light and energy that make others have a better day. The Prophet ﷺ was such a charismatic and magnetic individual that the people around him would feel empowered, they'd feel lightened. So be that individual, show and share your spirit, share your charisma, your vibe. Positive vibes only, and make yourself magnetic. You see, there's this old saying, you can't judge a book by its cover. And this may be true, but book covers, you see these jackets, book jackets and product packaging designers around the world have created an industry betting that people do judge and purchase products based on how they look. So your clothes make a strong visual statement about how you see yourself. And along with that, appropriate dress is also a way of expressing respect for the situation and the people in it. So the whole point of touching on this is because feeling good about yourself is half of the battle on Monday mornings. Because rather than being deflated by work, you want to face it with confidence. And there is this direct correlation between how you feel and how you present yourself. So looking good, presenting yourself well will give your confidence a lift, inshallah ta'ala. Tip number 5, don't skip breakfast. Breakfast in general is really the most important meal of the day. It can be, I don't know, some people grab an on-the-go smoothie. It can be, porridge or jam on toast. What's important is to get your metabolism up and running and avoid your stomach growling come 9:30 a.m. Now, as believers, let's look at the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ummah Aisha radiallahu anha, she states that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very keen to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Hadith is recorded in the book of Imam at-Tirmidhi rahimahullah. So if you choose to follow the messenger and fast on Mondays and Thursdays, that's the best. Because look at it. Let's say you're fasting on Monday. You got to wake up for suhoor. Suhoor is before Fajr. So you wake up for suhoor. You pray your tahajjud. You seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of tackling the week ahead of you. You power up your metabolism by eating suhoor. And there is barakah in suhoor as per the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you go on to pray Fajr. Alhamdulillah. Just imagine. Just think of that week. It's just mind-blowing to think of how powerful that week is going to be for you and how powerful that Monday is going to be for you. So if you choose to fast, nurun ala nur, light upon light, that is the best. But let's say you're not fasting, because it's optional at the end of the day, then don't forget your breakfast. The last tip that I have in place for this video, there are other tips, I'll be sharing them perhaps in another video inshallah, but the last one for this video, don't live for the weekend. A lot of us, we just live for the weekend. And you know what? The whole week, for that matter, Mondays can be a drag if all you're doing is waiting for the next weekend to come around again. And that's not how we should look at the blessing that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this brand new week. Look at each day as a beautiful gift from our Maker to achieve our goals, to be as productive as possible, to slay our goals and to reach high heights. Let's strive hard. Let's get into this high order thinking where we strive hard to achieve great heights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Help us all to do so. May he help us to make the most out of the time that he has blessed us with, that he has given us. Jazakumullah khair for watching this video. And if you found these tips beneficial, I'm sure there are others who would benefit as well. So please do share the video around. Hit the thumbs up button. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed so that you get a... And also hit the little bell next to the subscribe button so that you get a notification no sooner a video is uploaded. Jazakumullah khair once again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.